Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Yes, we are in a true spiritual warfare in these last and evil days. You are now once again tuned into Are You, it's personal. Are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. And we do come to you live each and every Thursday and Saturday night from Hopperwoods, Michigan, 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Before we get ready to bring forth my guest on tonight, not, as you all know, that are regulars that dials in faithfully, for those of you that tunes in through social media platforms around the world, you already know that Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. is my scheduled guest every third Thursday night. Before we go into prayer, I have good news on tonight. I want you all to please mark your calendars. Not only will he be on now every Thursday night starting next month, he will also be on every fourth Saturday night. So now you have an opportunity to hear this awesome man of God every third Thursday night, and then now starting next month, every fourth Saturday night as well. So I pray that you all but pass the word on to your friends, your neighbors, your church family members and co-workers and neighbors so that they can all tune in to the same ministry platform and be blessed by this awesome, powerful man of God, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. Again, he will be delivering God's word on tonight. I'm so excited about how God is opening doors, that we connected, he and I are brothers in Christ, and now he will be not only on every third Thursday night, he will now be also on every fourth Saturday night. So pass the word on so others can be tuning in and be blessed by what God is saying through this awesome man of God. We are committed to go into prayer as we always do. We always open up with prayer. I'm asking our listeners, please pray for our sick and shut in, those that we know of, even those that we don't know of, those that have lost loved ones. We are praying for the family of the late Tina Turner. A lot of people are complaining about this and that about her, but we still, her family is still grieving. Her friends and loved ones are still grieving, so we want to keep that family lifted up in prayer as well. Not only Tina Turner's family, but all those that have lost loved ones, whether we know them or not, keep them lifted up in prayer. That's why we always go to God in prayer, because we don't have to send God anywhere. He's already there. He's everywhere at the same time. So please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, your Son, we come once again on tonight giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy of our praise. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. You are worthy to be praised. We thank you that you are in total control at all times and you don't make any mistakes. We thank you that all power in heaven and earth is in your hands and you are still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only, in the name of Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, we ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land, all those that have dialed in onto this platform on tonight, those that are listening in through social media platforms around the world, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars all over the United States that are listening in on tonight. We thank you for opening that door that prisoners now can hear this worldwide platform and be blessed by your word. So we ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace and your mercy that you extend to each one of us, even though we don't deserve it. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, we ask that you will move by your spirit on tonight. Have your way through your man of God on tonight, Heavenly Father, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord, that you get the glory on tonight. We know that it's not about us. It's all about you. It's about your son, Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. It's about your word going forth with power, that souls are being saved, backsliders are coming back to the fold. The body of Christ is being built up and strengthened and edified through your word, through this worldwide ministry platform. It is marvelous in our eyes what you are doing through this worldwide medium and social platform. We give you the glory, honor, and praise for it in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray and ask that you will continue to bless every listener, everyone that dials in, everyone that's listening in through social media platforms around the world, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, continue to bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another scripture proof of thought, as always. And tonight, it comes to us saying, and it goes for all of us, especially for those that are saved in Jesus' name. Remember, God and Jesus are always on the same page. I don't care what people say. And they're three in one. God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are the Trinity. God, Jesus, are always on the same page. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this ministry platform. That being said, I see that we have some new listeners that just dialed in. I thank you for dialing in on tonight. You didn't have to dial in. You could have done other things on tonight, but I thank God for each one of you for taking time out of your busy schedule to tune in on tonight to be blessed by another word from this awesome man of God, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. I pray and hope that each one of you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along. Again, I have good news for those of you that just dialed in and may have missed it. Overseer Joseph E. Jackson has been a regular every third Thursday night for the past few months. But now God has opened the door for him not only to share the word of God every third Thursday night, he will now be also sharing the word of God every fourth Saturday night on this worldwide platform. So please pass the word so your friends and neighbors and others can tune in and be blessed by God's word through this awesome man of God. He is getting ready. Before he comes forth, he's going to come forth with a song by the late Reverend James Cleveland, Jesus is the Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me. He's going to play that first, and then he's going to go directly to God's word. And after his conclusion of tonight's message, as usual, I will open up the phone lines for all of you that have dialed in on tonight. If you want to, if you have a question for him pertaining to tonight's message, or if you want to give him words of encouragement, you will have an opportunity to do so following the message on tonight. But he will open up with his opening song, and that's going to be our music break song for the day. Jesus is the Best Thing That Happened to Me by the late Reverend James Cleveland. Also, I have an announcement to make that please mark your calendar. You don't want to miss this. Awesome woman of God, Darshe. She's a part of the Kingdom Strategy firm out of Atlanta, Georgia. I thank God for the opportunity to have met her on the 17th and 18th of March of this year down in Atlanta, Georgia, and a few other people that I met in that award ceremony that I went to down in Atlanta, Georgia. I met her and a lot of other people that some of them are scheduled to be guests on this worldwide platform. Some of them have already been guests. And I have a lot of them are planned guests for the future. But she is over this women's ministry. It's called HERS International. I don't know if you all have heard of it. That was my first time hearing about it when I was down in Atlanta, Georgia. But she is over this worldwide ministry. This ministry ministers to young women, not in just in the country, not just in the city or states, but they are affiliated with 183 countries around the world. You heard me right. I said 183 countries. She is overseeing all of these different ministries that are affiliated in 183 countries. Darshe, Apostle Darshe, she will be my special guest on the first Thursday in June. So if you want to tune in and be blessed by this awesome woman of God, you want to hear what God is going to say through her as she delivers God's word on this worldwide platform on the first Thursday in June of next month. I want to give a shout out real quick before we bring forth Overseer Josephine Jackson with his musical selection, then the word. I want to give a shout out to our pastor, my overseer, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and my church family, the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, which is located in Harper Woods, Michigan. I want to say a shout out, give a big shout out to Pastor Mark C. Holloway and my church family. With that being said, we are now ready to receive Overseer Joseph E. Jackson, and as I foreshadowed, he's going to share with us as an opening song, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me, and following that, he's going to break the bread of life through God's word with us on tonight, and I hope that each one of you that are dialed in or that are listening through social media platforms, even those of you that are behind prison bars around the, across America, that you have access to a Bible that you can tune in and open up your Bible and be following this awesome man of God as he shared God's word on tonight. And following this song, he's going to go directly into God's word. Overseer Jackson, I now yield the mic to you.
Thank you, Brother Brown. We honor the Lord tonight for the privilege of being with the saints one more time. I just want to play something because I think it'll be very instrumental in helping us to understand what the Lord has in store for us this evening. The late, great James Cleveland singing a dynamic song that was once sang by Gladys Knight, but then James, under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, took the words and redefined them to make one of the greatest hits that he ever had.
I've had my share. You'll be there. won't come to you that knew me when I was living to tell you to help them to write for whatever reason.
Good evening. God bless you. I just wanted to play a little bit of that. I didn't want to play it all because if I did, I'd get happy on this end. Because over the past few days, I've come to the realization that Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. I've heard the song, and I've heard it many, many times. I had the privilege of becoming a friend to James and hosted him at Howard University, and he in turn hosted me at his home and at his church in California. I had the privilege of meeting so many gospel stars because I was head of Howard University's gospel choir. And I met people like Dolores Barrett Campbell and her sisters. I met Walton Edwin Hawkins. I met Marvin Winans. Oh, I could go on and on and on and name so many of the great gospel stars that I had the privilege of knowing and meeting. But Jesus is the best thing, my God, that ever happened to me. I think this week, and I got to be careful. Got to be careful because if I'm not, I may go to Holland. But since I discovered something, that God knows how to grab our attention. God knows how to make us stop and take notice of certain things in life. This week, He called Tina Turner out of life into eternity. And when he did so, a lot of people are running their mouths about Tina, but I've loved that woman ever since I had a chance to see her, even before I got saved. And I really respect her because of the life that she led and that she came out of. And God used her to help so many people, particularly women, who've been in battered relationships to realize you can get away from that. You don't have to suffer
in
that circumstance, but you can get away. And once you get away, he can turn your life around and do some tremendous things for you. Tina made us know that, but the thing that hurt me the most was the fact that I remembered the scripture that said, what would it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose your soul? Tina was a Buddhist, and she negated Jesus. And the Bible said, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe on him should not perish but have everlasting life. But he that refused to do shall be damned. That's the book. The book said that there's only one name under the heavens whereby a man can be saved, and that is none other than the name of Jesus. If you don't have him, you will regret it when you close your eyes. That thing hurt me because I realized that unless she made a different choice at the end of her life, and we don't know, she was laying in her bedroom, and you don't know what kind of conversation she had with God. You don't know. You ain't got no heaven or hell to put her into. But I'm just hoping that she made the transition and got right with God. And the question is, are you right with him? God allowed this to happen to wake some of us up. Folk wonder I tell people all the time, if God can take a donkey and use a donkey to rebuke a preacher, if God can tell you to go look at the ants and see how the ants take care of gathering food for the winter, he can use a person, saved or unsaved, to teach us some lessons. Father, we thank you. We praise and we magnify and we glorify your name. We bless you for your goodness. We bless you for your kindness. We bless you for watching over us. We bless you for keeping us. You've been good to us. And God, we're grateful. We're so grateful. We're grateful. And we're asking you now in the name of Jesus to be with us tonight. Anoint us to go forward. I know what you told me. You blessed me with it. Now, Lord, help me to bless your people. Somebody needs to hear this because somebody is in a state where they need to hear from God. There is a word from heaven, God. You said your word would not come back void. So, Father, we're putting it out there and asking you now in the name of Jesus to move on the hearts and the minds of those that are listening. Let them not only be hearers, but doers of the word as well. Those that are hurting, God, I'm asking you to help them now. Those that are sick in their bodies, I need you to touch now in the name of Jesus. I need you to go, and I believe it in Mississippi, God. Mississippi, where that young boy was shot by a policeman because he called for help. My God, help now in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you spared his life. We thank you, God, that you spared his life. Oh, God, we thank you that you spared his life. But you need to look on this nation that the Congress has gone home, God. And they need to be at work trying to fix this mess with the debt so that we don't go into a default state. I need you to move. You looking at the foolish folk like DeSantis and Trump who are trying to get into the highest office of the land. We don't need no clowns, God. We need somebody who knows what they're doing.
Oh,
the Bible
yes,
said it's you who raises up princes and you who brings them low. We ask you to give us somebody that can be a blessing to this nation. The hatred
yes,
and the animosity that's in this country, we need you to fix it now. In the name of
Jesus,
help us send the spirit of revival through the land one more time and help us in Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. My God, the devil be rebuked. Help us in Jesus' name we pray and thank you, God. Amen. Listen, hey, glory. I told y'all, oh, God has a way. I tell you, he has a way. I'm just blessing you, my God. He has a way. I want to do something tonight. I want to do something tonight. And we're going to go to the 91st Psalm, the 91st Psalm. Let me say something about this Psalm before I read it. Most of the times when you hear this Psalm, some red. It's normally red when a preacher is walking in front of the family and bringing them into the church or the room wherever there is a funeral taking place. And one time when I was leading in a family and I began to read it, as I began to read, the Spirit of the Lord began to speak to my heart. And he said, you know, Joe, this is not a sermon, or not a psalm for the dead. It is not a psalm for the dead. It's for the living. When you finish with what you're doing, I want you to go back and read it and look at it for what it is. It's a song of encouragement to the living, not for the dead. They just read it because it has a lot of verses to it, and it lets them allow people to come in to view the body, and they sit down. But it's really a psalm of thanksgiving and a psalm of hope. And I want you to look at it in that respect tonight. I want to show you that. Remember, we talked about psalms once before, that they are songs, S-O-N-G-S, that the Jewish folks sang when they went into their services. We sing songs like Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, or I'm Running for My Life, or Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. Well, these are their songs. They sang these. We don't know what the tune is that they went to, but nevertheless, they sang these songs in their worship services when they came to praise and to magnify God. Remember, we also talked about the fact that there are 150 psalms or 150 songs, and the psalms is a book which has no chapters. So when you begin to read the scripture, you do not say, I'm going to read from the first chapter of the book of Psalms. You don't do that. Or I'm going to read the 51st chapter of Psalms. There is no such thing. And let's deal with this division aspect as well. So many times you hear people say, I'm going to read from the 24th division of Psalms. You're just as wrong as you can be. We don't do that. The book is divided into five divisions. Each division has about 24, 25 Psalms in it. The first division of Psalms has 25. And so if you're going to say you're reading the first psalm, you do it one of two ways. I'm reading out of the book, the first book of Psalms, Psalm 1. You go to the last one. I'm reading out of the fifth division of the book of Psalms, the 125th psalm. There is no such thing as the 150th division of Psalms. So don't say that anymore, please. That shows ignorance, please. I'm trying to teach you something. Then there's a word, S-E-L-A-H, Selah. It's not a word to be spoken. When you see it, you just say nothing. It's like a comma in a sentence. If you were reading, Jack and Jill went up the hill, you never say comma, and then they went down to pick up some water. You don't do that. You say, Jack and Jill went up the hill. You go quiet when you see the comma. You take a rest, and then you read. You pause, and then you read the rest of the sentence. And that's the same thing you do when you see the word Selah at the end of some of the verses in the book of Psalms. It tells you to rest. Think what he has just said to you. So now we know that when we read. And then the last thing I want to do too is when you read with distinction. Don't just read to read, but there are commas, there are semicolons, there are explanation marks, there are question marks. When you read, read with the understanding of what these marks mean. You went to school, they taught you in your English classes, that when you see a question mark, your voice raises because it does what? It lets you know you're asking a question. If you see an exclamation point, you're making a strong statement. If you see a comma, you slow down. It irks me when I go into churches and I hear people, and I'll give you an example. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. What is that? But there's a difference when you look at the punctuation marks and you read it in that manner. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. There's a total difference there. There's a cadence. There's a difference there, and it makes you realize that what you say has some real meaning. So
yes,
now let's
sir.
Look at this. Let's look at the 91st Psalm, the 91st Psalm. I'm going to read a portion of it, and then I'm going to start to explain it. The word is exegete. I'm going to go verse by verse and talk about some things that maybe, hopefully, are going to be a blessing to somebody and help you to make it through the storms that you're going to face or you're facing in life right now. Because we need a sense of encouragement. And we need it desperately. And so God is sending a word to somebody this evening, and I trust that you'll open your ears and hear what the Lord is saying. The 91st Psalm. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me. Now, it says thee. But what I want you to do when you start reading that word is make it personal. Get rid of the King James Version thee and turn it into me. Make it personal.
Yes.
And it'll mean more to you. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover me with his wings and his feathers, and under his wings shall I trust. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be, or I will not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at my side, and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. Only with my eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because I have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, my habitation. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over me to keep me in all of my ways. They shall bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. I'm going to stop there. There are so many more that I could read, but I got enough to deal with right now. I got enough to deal with. The reason why I'm giving this to you is because the topic of the message, if I was going to have a topic tonight, would be who's in your corner? Who is in your corner? Or I like to say, who is in the locker room? Who is in the corner? Or who is in the locker room? Pastor, where did you get that from? I was looking at Facebook, and sometimes on Facebook they have some interesting analogies, and I saw this one, and it just spoke to my spirit. Angelo Dundee, if you know anything about the boxing arena, you know that Angelo Dundee was a tremendous trainer who helped to train Muhammad Ali and helped him to win all of the battles that he had in the ring. Now, I'm not a boxing enthusiast because I don't see anything in it. I don't understand how folk can just see people get beat up and holler, kill him, kill him, kill him. And like seeing people smashed in the face till the blood is coming. I just don't understand that. That's like looking at the Roman gladiators taking people and killing them in the arena, and folks getting excited because blood is gushing. I just don't understand that. But those of you that are boxing enthusiasts, that's your thing. That's what you deal with. I just don't deal with it. But the one thing that I found that was interesting was this. Dundee told Ali, he said, notice who is in the locker room after you lose, not after you win. Let me say that again. Notice who is in the locker room after you lose the fight, not after you win the fight. What are you saying? He's saying to him, when everybody loves a winner. When you win, everybody wants to be around you. They want to pop the champagne. They want to laugh and joke and clown with you. They want to go to dinner with you. They want to be around you because you're a winner. But if you lose, the question is, how many of those hangers-on are going to be there to console you? How many of them are going to be around to tell you next time you'll make it? Where are they going to be? Who is in your corner? Well, thank God for the fact. James said it so well in the song, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me, because I know he's in my corner. How do you know? Because he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be there to the end. I'm there for you because I love you. I'm there. I'm there. I'm there for you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'm in your corner. How do you know you're in his corner? Look at the 91st Psalm. I told you it's not a death psalm. It's a song that is for those of us in the living. He said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Do you know what God is saying? Do you know what God is saying about having a secret place that you can run to in times of trouble? In times of need, he told you, he said, he that dwelleth in the secret place, if you know how to get to God's secret place, he said, you will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. In other words, where is the best place to be is in the will of God. When you are in God's will and you know you're in God's will, you know God's got you covered.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, sir.
I will say of the Lord, he is what? My refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. You see, when you read the scripture, you need a Webster's dictionary. Because we live in a time where you see different words that you really don't understand because they are not relevant to us today. What is a fortress? If you don't know what a fortress is, you won't understand that scripture and the magnitude of what he's saying. A fortress, let me explain it to you, was just like the city of Jericho. It had walls all around it that were impenetrable. You could not get through those walls. That's why the people of Jericho were not, they were scared, but they didn't let Joshua know that they were scared because they knew that Joshua had no way of scaling those walls. That's the fortress that they were in. And so God is saying to you, if you know what a fortress is, you can say of me, I am your refuge. I'm the place where you can come and run in a time of trouble. I'm your fortress. And you can trust me when you can't trace me. You know that I'm working behind the scenes, even though you can't see what I'm doing at that present time. Yeah, the enemy is all around you, but I told you that when he comes against you, I'm going to raise a standard against him. You can trust me when you can't trace me. Surely he, God, shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisiest pestilence. What are you saying? Again, you got to get the dictionary. What is a fowler? A fowler is a hunter. Somebody who sets a trap for animals, covers it up, and hopes that the animal will walk across the trap and will be trapped in either the box or the metal device that it has to clamp onto the foot so that the animal can't get away. The fowler. God is saying that the enemy will set traps for you.
Oh, yeah,
but God will give you the discerning power to know where not to go. Didn't the 27th Psalm say, when the wicked and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell.
Yes.
Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. God is telling you, I'm there for you because I'm going to keep you from the fowler. And then it says from the noisy and pestilence. Do you know what the noisy and pestilence is? It means dangers that come from out of nowhere. He's going to keep you from all of that. He's promised you. He's promised you. He says he shall cover thee with his feathers. And under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. What is he saying? Do you know anything? If any of you, and no, see, most of y'all just eat chicken, but you don't watch the chicken. You don't know what a chicken does. You don't know how a chicken protects her young. Sometimes you need to watch these nature channels so that you can understand the glory that God has put into other animals to show you the magnificence of how he takes care of us. A hen, a mother hen, once she has the child, once she has the chick and the chick has hatched, whenever she finds that there's danger around, what she will do is walk up to her chicks, take her feather, extend it, put it around the chick and pull that chick close to her and under her and sit so that the chick is hidden under the feathers of its mother.
Wow.
And is kept from the danger of the snake or whatever that's coming against it. Whether you know it or not, you got some snakes out here, bro. Some folks that will cut you down in a minute. But God has a way of covering you so that they can't see you. He camouflages you and makes you invisible to them. And they pass on by. When their motive was to kill you, they'll pass on by because they don't see you.
I'm a witness.
I have a friend who works late at night and well, it's my adjutant and I pray to God when he gets off the subway that and has to walk home, I ask God, protect him, cover him, camouflage him. Make him invisible to the enemies in the street because you don't know what's out there. He'll protect you. He'll protect you. What does it say? I will not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. One of the reasons why you need to have the Holy Ghost and you need to make sure that the Holy Ghost is in you, the Bible says, God will keep you and the Holy Ghost will warn you when trouble is around.
Oh, yes, sir.
One evening I was coming home from a dinner party, and I had to walk from the subway and to my car. And as I was walking to the car, the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, turn around. And when I turned around, there were four young fellas coming up behind me with the intent of hurting me, but God gave me the ability of how to deal with those kids. Because if I had not listened to God, you and I wouldn't be talking to you right now. I could have been hurt. But God gave me the ability to deal with that situation. God will keep you and protect you. That's why he said, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. If you listen to the news, guns are everywhere. Shootings are taking place in schools. You can't go to the mall like you used to without being fearful. You can't go to the grocery store without wondering if somebody is going to shoot you down there. But I got news for you. Before you go out of the house, you need to do what the old folks used to do. Cover yourself with the blood. Lord,
yes,
I plead the blood. Because the Bible said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Just like the death angel passed over the Israelis who had the blood over their doorpost and only went to the Egyptians, God said he passed over the blood, and the individual that the enemy has sent against you will not prosper. He can. The book told you, he said, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Oh, they can design it. They can have it in their hands, but it will not function. We heard on the news the other day how four boys got on a school bus and terrorized the bus and had a gun in their hand and was trying to shoot this kid. And the boy pulled the trigger three times and the gun did not go off. And they ran off of the bus because they were not able to do what they came to do. Don't tell me God won't protect. And it says, then you shall not fear the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. We just came through 2 years of dealing with the COVID virus. Millions of people died, but you're still alive.
Oh, yes, sir.
The grace of God preserved your life. God told you in his word, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth in noonday. And then it turns around and says, 1,000 shall fall at my side, and 10,000 on my right hand, but it will not come near me. Don't you ought to be able to lift your hands right now, open up your mouth and tell God, thank you for sparing my life. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for allowing me to be in the land of the living. Thank you for looking over me. Thousands, millions died, but Lord, you spared me.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
You spared me. You didn't have to, but you spared me. My mentor, Bishop Glenn, fabulous, dynamic preacher, awesome man, had this theory. Yeah, when COVID came out, my God is greater than COVID. Yes, he is. But he also told you that my people perish because of a lack of knowledge. When they told us what to do, wear the mask, get the vaccine, oh, no, I'm not going to do this. Well, now you're dead and gone. And it didn't have to happen. But the Bible said my people perish because of a lack of knowledge. Every one of you that are listening to me ought to lift your hands and tell God, thank you for your life. Because he spared 10,000. The book said 1,000 shall fall at one side and 10,000 on another, but bless the name of God, it shall not come nigh me. Did you see what hurricanes and twisters are doing to certain parts of the country? Have you seen the mudslides in California? Have you seen the fires that are raging? Did you hear about the earthquakes? But God said it shall not come near me.
Jesus.
Take too much for granted. You need to take time out just to tell him thank you. Look back where we used to sing a song. Look where the Lord has brought me from.
Oh, yeah, Lord.
Brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where the Lord has brought me from. Every now and then, you need to take a little bit of inventory and go back and see what God has done and lift your hands and tell him thanks.
I know that's right.
Old song said, you don't know like I know what the Lord has done. You don't know like I know how God has set me free. You don't know how I know. That's why you shouldn't get upset when you see me dancing and shouting and praising and magnifying God, because you don't know what I came out of. You don't know. You don't know. Oh, you don't know. Glory to God. And then he says, only with my eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Sometimes we wonder, oh, God, I'm doing all that I can. And these folks that don't even know you got this, they got that. But the Bible said, fret not thyself because of evildoers.
That's a word.
He said, don't even worry about what's happening, because they will soon be cut off. Soon be cut off. If they do you wrong, don't worry about it. The Bible says, in that they did it to the least of you, they did it to me. And the Bible says, you ain't got to take care of them. I got them. Because he said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. Don't you put your hand on them. Don't you put your mouth on them. But I told you, pray for those that despitefully use you. I know it may be a little bit difficult, but learn how to do what I asked you to do and watch me do marvelous and great things.
Yes, sir. I'm a witness.
It's in the book. It's in the book. It's in the book. I'm almost. I go. Oh my God! It's late. I gotta bring it in. I'm sorry. I gotta. Oh God! This last part. There shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. You heard what I just said. God is going to protect you from all of the things that are out here. He's going to protect you. Because he said he shall give his angels charge over you, and they will keep you in all of your ways. God's got angels. And I told God the other night, thank you for the person, the angel that you put over my life. Tell him I appreciate him for what he has done. And when it's all over, when it's all over, I want to meet him, and I just want to tell him thank you,
Jesus,
for being faithful. Thank you for watching over me when I was doing some foolish stuff. Thank you when I was messing up, but you still protected me. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, God, I thank you. I got to stop. We go there another time. We got to go there another time. But I just want you to know the 91st Psalm is not a song for the dead. It's a song for the living to let you know just how faithful God is. Great is thy faithfulness. Father, we thank you. We praise you, magnify and glorify your name. We bless you in Jesus' name for what you've done, and we thank you for the word that went forward tonight. God, look on your people and help them to take and be encouraged now like never before. These are some rough times. Some rough times. God's folks are going through. They're in storms. They're going into storms. Lord, help them. Let them know that you're giving them a testimony so that they can tell folk about the goodness of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Listen, stop complaining about what you're going through. God is giving you a testimony. You can't be an effective witness without one. How are you going to tell people God is a way maker? You ain't never had him make a way for you. How are you going to tell somebody that God will feed you when you're hungry and you've never been in a situation like that? How are you going to know God will pay a bill and do for you what needs to be done if you've never had a reason for him to help you? Be encouraged. You're going to make it through the storm. It's all yours, man.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus. My. What a word on tonight.
Thank God. I thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. I wish we had 2 hours. My Lord Jesus. Listen, I was truly encouraged by this word on tonight, and I'm that the listeners that are listening in through the platform, even those that are inspired and encouraged by this word on tonight, who's in your corner on tonight? Overseer Jackson, thank you for being faithful. Thank you for giving us what God gave you that we can be in. Okay, thank you for this word, a much needed word for this. Well, we are on the line. I am opening up phone lines right now for those of you that have dialed in. If you want to give Officer Jackson a witness, please feel free to do so. We have about 2 minutes left. The phone lines are open. Anyone? Praise the Lord. Anyone?
Yes. Yeah. Tonight, I had the devil been trying to attack me all week, but I didn't let him attack me.
Jesus.
And I praise God every day and every night, and I thank the Lord that I came home today, and as they say, it's no place like home.
I know that's right. Thank you, Jesus.
No place like home.
Amen.
So,
thank
Reverend
you,
Jackson,
Jesus.
I enjoyed your service tonight.
Be encouraged,
so
y'all.
You keep on, baby. You keep on.
Amen.
All right, sweetie. Thank you.
You're welcome, baby.
Jackson, that's my first cousin from Greensboro, Carolina, Mary Ann King. By the way, Sister Mary King, is Essie on the line tonight?
Yeah, she's on there.
I enjoyed the message tonight, and I want to say to preach, you keep on preaching the word of God.
Thank you, Mother.
And keep me in your prayers.
I will.
Amen. We will do that. Listen, I don't know if y'all heard at the beginning of the show, you know, I already know that Overseer Jackson is on every third Thursday night, but now God has opened the door for him to be on every as well for the next month. We always want to tune in because we are always definitely encouraged by what God is saying through Overseer Jackson. I don't forget that this coming Saturday night, Pastor Norman King, my first cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina, he's the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries. He will be delivering God's word on this coming Saturday night. You want to tune in and be blessed. I see that he is on the line tonight. Pastor King, did you have a word of encouragement for Pastor? Are you still back on tonight? You have to from the phone. But the phone line is still open for anyone else. If you were blessed by the word. Well, we always have another listener that faithfully dials in to this ministry platform. We thank God for each one of you. Again, the lines are still open. If anyone else would like to have words of encouragement for Overseer Jackson, the phone lines are still open.
I'd like to thank Overseer Jackson for that word. I have been encouraged, and I received it, and God bless him.
Amen. Thank you so much.
James.
Amen. We really appreciate it. Yes.
James, that's my
yes,
sister,
sir.
Lorraine. That was my sister, Lorraine Jackson.
God bless your heart. But keep dialing in. Not just
okay.
We're on every Thursday and every Saturday night. Different people from around the country is bringing forth God's word at the same time, 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. over this robot platform.
Thank you.
thank you. Anyone else? The phone off is still open.
Well, I have to
listen for it
tonight.
Well, at this time, we just want to say we thank God for our pastor, for Overseer Jackson. Again, know that, please take a note that he is faithful every third Thursday night. And now, starting next month, he will be coming forth every third Thursday night and every fourth Saturday night, delivering powerful words from the Lord. So we thank God for your Overseer Jackson and how he is expanding you to be a blessing to this whole ministry platform. I don't take it lightly or for granted. I thank God for everyone that has dialed in. I thank God for everyone that is listening to the social media platforms around the world, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars. We even thank God for you. We thank God that you were blessed by the word as I was on tonight. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. And as I always say, encourage one another in God's word, not with your faith, not with your opinions, but with God's word. And when we do it that way, we know that God has been truly glorified. Until this coming Saturday night, be blessed of the Lord. Good night.